Ductus est Iesus in desertum, aspiritu, utem taretur diabolo, et cum iejunas et quadraginta die.
June 19th, 2019, Matthew 6:1-6 and 16-18. Be careful not to parade your uprightness in public to attract attention. Otherwise, you will lose all reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give alms, do not have it trumpeted before you. This is what the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win human admiration. In truth, I tell you, they have had their reward. But when you give alms, your left hand must not know what your right is doing. Your almsgiving must be secret, and your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not imitate the hypocrites. They love to say their prayers standing up in the synagogues and in the street corners for people to see them. In truth, I tell you, they have had their reward. But when you pray, go to your private room, shut yourself in, and so pray to your Father who is in that secret place, and your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you. When you are fasting, do not put a gloomy look as the hypocrites do. They go about looking unsightly to let people know they are fasting. In truth, I tell you, they have had their reward. But when you fast, put sand on your head and wash your face, so that no one will know you are fasting except your Father who sees all that is done in secret. And your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you. In the last line, we heard about fasting. Long time, it was very well respected and very well seen, also in our Catholic Church. But today, we have to say we do not respect it very much, maybe with the Orthodox Christians. It was the fasting, the real fasting with our body, to reduce all your nourriture. At the moment in the church, we don't have it. It has no meaning any longer. Only at the Wednesday, in the beginning of fasting time, and the Good Friday. But we cannot really speak from fasting. We reduce a little bit what we eat. We have spiritualized the fasting. I think this is a disadvantage for the faithful, because the fasting has a lot of good elements. Maybe the one or the other are still serving God also with fasting. In Israel, it was similar with praying or to give money to people. People who were doing that were looked very well. Jesus is not criticizing the fasting or that you give money to poor people or you pray. But he criticized if you misuse this for your own honor. And so he is looking to a deep problem in us, which can be also very strong in the spiritual dimension of the human being. The men want to count something, to be something before the people. It seems to be that his worth is connected if people accept him or not. And when it's like this, they are dependent on people. And because of this, they do not the things hidden, they do the things that people can see it. And of course, this can be in religious things especially. And so you lose the real sense of such wonderful things like praying, fasting, and to give money for the poor. The prayer is a very intimate relationship between God and a human being. Of course, we have it publicly in service of God, in Holy Mass, for example, but you don't pray to be seen. Of course, if someone sees us praying and he is inspired to deepen his prayer, that's a wonderful indirect fruit. But if I pray to be seen, this is something else, because then I want the attention of people and that they think I'm a very pious man. And it seems to be that it has been common in Israel. Well, what happens, I'm not looking really to God. I look for the attention of people instead of just being with the Lord. And of course, this counts for fasting, counts for giving money. And if we understand these words very fine, we have to reflect a little bit. How we are speaking with people, are we searching that they look in a special way to us? What do we tell people? Do we want to be in a very good light? If we talk with people, do we come very soon to ourselves? So if we look carefully to ourselves, we can look if really our intentions are connected with God, with our Father, that we do the good things because of Him. And it's enough if He gives us His reward. Or if we look for honor of ourselves, and that the reward of God is not enough for us. Jesus gives us advice to do all things looking to God, not because of the reward of people. If people can see good works in our life, they should praise the Lord. This is enough.
The antiphon which we listen today puts melody to the text of the scripture. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
Ductus est Iesus in desertum.